Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad. Today is Thursday, 25th of April, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open on negative note as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a weak start for the broader index with a loss of 61 points. In the previous trading session, benchmark indices extended gains for the fourth straight session while mid-cap and small-cap indices outperformed. The Sensex and Nifty gained up to 0.2% in the last trading session. Today, the pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty might take an immediate support at 22,386 level, while on the higher side, the index may face a resistance at 22,456 level. Stock-specific action will continue in trade today as corporate earnings season progresses. Today, Nestle India, Tech Mahindra, Bajaj Finance, IndusInd Bank, Glenmark Life Sciences will report their Q4 results. Now, other than that, let's look at some of the top stocks to be in focus. Firstly, Kotak Mahindra Bank, as the Reserve Bank of India directed the company to cease and desist the issue of fresh credit cards and onboarding of new customers through its online and mobile banking channels with immediate effect. Secondly, Axis Bank shares will be in focus after the private lender's net interest income rose 11% year-on-year and it swinged back to profit of 7,310 crore rupees in the fourth quarter. The board also approved final dividend of 1 rupee per share. Thirdly, TCS shares will be in focus after the company entered into a strategic partnership with Amazon Web Services to accelerate its customers' cloud transformation journey at scale. And lastly, Hindustan Unilever, as margins contracted by 24 basis points to 23.3% in Q4, while revenue stood flat. So do watch out for these names. Among other things, all eyes will be on market trends on the day of monthly F&O expiry. In the primary markets, JNK India IPO is expected to close today. The public issue was fully booked on day 2 as investors bought 1.1 crore equity shares against an issue size of 1.1 crore. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they fared. Overnight, US benchmark S&P 500 index closed higher in a choppy trade amid positive corporate results from technology giants. Nasdaq Composite and the S&P 500 indices gained up to 0.1% on April 24, while Dow Jones fell 0.1% amid rise in treasury yields. Asian markets also took a breather after two straight days of rallies, mirroring moves on Wall Street ahead of first quarter gross domestic product figures from the US. Oil prices were moderately lower as worries over conflict in the Middle East and business activity in the world's largest oil consumer slowed. Brent crude hovered around $88 per barrel, while US WTI crude hovered around $82 per barrel. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Sneha Podar of Motilal Oswal Financial Services, who shares her take on what trading strategies should investors adopt after big IT names have released their fourth quarter results. Let's listen in.
The IT companies have declared weak numbers due to the ongoing demand weakness. The outlook on the spending environment in IT services remains unchanged despite some initial signs of pent-up demand that we saw. There's a continued pause expected in discretionary deals in the near term. So going ahead, the underperformance of the IT companies is likely to continue at least in the near to medium term. But if one has to look at IT company from the long-term perspective, one can stay put with TCS because TCS is expected to be among the fastest growing large cap companies as per our estimate. We believe that given its size, order book and the exposure to long duration orders and the portfolio, it is well positioned to withstand this weak macro environment and ride on the overall industry growth. So, owing to its leadership position, best-in-class execution, the company has been able to maintain its industry-leading growth, and thus it gives us the confidence that over the long term, the company would definitely stand to benefit from the major IT spending that is expected once the Europe and the US market recovers.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.